We told you how a group of industry associations is asking the government to stop issuing new federal procurement rules without opening them up to public comment first. The group has written a letter to the Office of Federal Procurement Policy, and one of the groups signing that letter is Tech America. Trey Hodgkins is the Senior Vice President for National Security and Procurement Policy at Tech America. He joins us to discuss why the letter was written and why his group is concerned. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. How's everyone this morning?
Okay. Probably in better shape than Tech America is over procurement rules, but I wanted to ask you what's behind this. It seems like the issue is interim versus proposed rules. Why does that matter to industry? What's the effect here?
Well, the underlying issue is that an interim rule is effective immediately, or almost in all instances, at least this case that we're pointing out and many of the more recent ones. The effectiveness and the enforcement is immediate. There's no time for companies to assimilate the requirement into their processes. And more importantly, there's no time for companies and the public to digest the proposal, understand it, and then have an opportunity to comment before things become enforceable.
Under what circumstances can you issue an interim rule versus a proposed rule?
Well, the explanation we've been getting about these interim rules is that there usually is a statutory requirement, a deadline in statute somewhere that says the rule must be put into place. But the overarching legislative guidance on creating regulations and then the underlying guidance and rules within the regulations about the regulatory promulgation process outline that a statutory deadline does not make an urgent and compelling reason for moving to an interim rule. And that's really supposed to be the threshold. It needs to be urgent and compelling. And so when we saw the sustainable acquisition rule be released, with no statutory background to it, no requirement in legislation, and repeated assurances by this administration that this was going to be done in a phased approach and both agencies and industry would have time to, both evaluate it and, integrate it into their processes and practices. So when we saw it as an interim rule, we did not think that the underlying thresholds had been met, the urgent and compelling reasons to make it an interim rule, and that was the reason for the letter.
And besides the laws and statutes, has been a tradition or a culture, if you will, of having OFPP and other regulatory bodies consult with the constituencies that are affected by their rules before they issue them. This has been the case for so many years. Why do you suppose the change now, all this urgency? What are they telling you why?
Well, we haven't gotten a very firm explanation about why. The one that we keep hearing is that there's a statutory reason, but as you noted, that's not always the basis for putting something in place immediately. We hope that this administration will get back to one of the campaign promises it made and the statements it's made over and over again during this term that they want these processes to be open. They want the public to be engaged and to be part of the process of managing government. And this is an excellent way for the public and interested parties to do just that. And we hope that we can get back to that process and get away from using interim rules and immediate enforcement.
We're talking with Trey Hodgkins, the Senior Vice President for National Security and Procurement Policy at Tech America. I know what it is you want to get to, but what about what's already happened? Would you like to see them reissue these rules as proposed rather than interim? And is there any chance that that would happen?
Well, procedurally, that's what it has to happen. Once it's published, as it has been, the only way to change course as far as the process itself is to withdraw what's been published and then republish it as a proposed rule. And it is possible. We've seen it happen on a couple of other things in the past, but we think that it could happen on this one. Again, there's no statutory basis. There is an executive order, but, this administration has said that it wants to get this right and wants to do it in a phased approach. So hopefully we can get back to that. Some others have been published as interim rules at DOD, and, we see a trend there also that is troubling, that we move to make requirements enforceable immediately without giving the affected communities and the public at large an opportunity to look at them and assess their impact.
And I imagine, too, there is also the fact that, two things. One, there's a big effect on the federal agencies also because there's a compliance and requirement on them too when these new rules come out. And also, isn't just from a practical standpoint, I imagine it's impossible for an entire industry, including its government customers, to suddenly change course and overnight have a new rule in place because of all the procedures it requires. Sounds like it's saying, like, I want to go 60 miles an hour without going through 20, 30, 40, 50 first.
Well, that's certainly the practical effect of doing these as an interim rule. Agencies have to ramp up and be compliant or enforce them on the affected communities immediately. And generally, they are caught as surprised as we have been when we look at these things and realize, wait, we have to do this immediately. The sustainable acquisition rule potentially would require companies to modify their business models and their manufacturing processes to produce a product that would, for example, have a lower greenhouse gas emission level. So the ramifications and certainly the cost and administrative burden of doing that warrant that we take this as the administration promised in a phased approach, have time to look at it, have time to understand the implications, and move forward in a deliberative process so that everyone reaches the goals we're trying to reach.
Where do things stand now? Are you in a dialogue with them?
Well, we sent a letter over last week to Dan Gordon for sustainable acquisitions. We sent a similar letter to the defense acquisition, the DAR Council that writes the DFARS, and that was sent 2 weeks ago, and we've not heard back from either one of them yet. We wanted to give them time to understand our concerns, and then we will begin the process of reaching out to them and communicating with them, but we have not heard back from them yet.
And very quickly, if they say tough noogies, that's the way it's going to be, will you go to Congress?
Well, that's certainly always one of the options we can look at. It was never the intentions of the people who thoughtfully put together the process we live under to have things forced down on affected communities. You know, some of the other more recent ones that were released as interim rules were small business requirements, the FAPIS disclosure for public access was also done as an interim rule. It's our hope that what we don't want to see is an avoidance of that interaction with the public and the affected communities, and simply a desire to get around. Yes, it can be time consuming. Yes, it requires the government to engage with the affected communities. But we believe that that is an effective and deliberative process that needs to be followed. And so we want to see them do that.